From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Authorities in northwestern Pakistan say a suicide bombing attack on a court complex has killed at least 12 people and wounded 50 others. The district mayor, Himitat Ullah, told reporters an armed attacker threw a hand grenade at security guards before detonating the explosives strapped to his body. Authorities and hospital sources say a number of lawyers are among the victims and that the death toll is likely to rise. The bombing occurred just hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their explosives in a Christian neighborhood in Peshawar. The attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches in the province and elsewhere in the country. There are reports that Islam Karimov, the president of Uzbekistan, has died, but his death has not been confirmed. According to a government statement, he is in critical condition. Islam Karimov, who is 78, has been the authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. The Farghana media outlet is reporting that funeral arrangements are underway in his hometown. Karimov suppressed the opposition and did not designate a successor. Human Rights Watch has described Uzbekistan's human rights record as atrocious. A series of blasts took place early Friday on the Syria-Turkey border, close to the Syrian city of Jarablus. Officials believe the blasts were controlled explosions of mines carried out by the Turkish military as part of their ongoing operation in northern Syria against the Islamic State group. Last week, Turkey sent troops across the border to help Syrian rebels capture the town of Jarablus, but clashes broke out with Syrian Kurds already fighting the Islamic State extremists in the area. This is VOA. At least four people were killed and 16 wounded on Friday when blasts, including one at a weapons storage facility, rocked northeastern neighborhoods of Baghdad. Accounts of the incident differed, and it's not immediately clear whether the blasts were accidental or caused by an attack. Several other blasts were reported in nearby neighborhoods. An interior ministry official said they were caused by rockets, but it too is not clear whether those rockets had been set off by the fire at the weapons facility or fired from elsewhere. The blasts come as tens of thousands of Shiite faithful from across Iraq and abroad converged on the Qadimiyah Shrine in Baghdad to commemorate Muhammad al-Jawad, the ninth Shiite imam. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump left little doubt about his tough stand on illegal immigration during a speech in Arizona on Wednesday, as we hear from VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone in Washington.
For Donald Trump, a renewed aggressive focus on his key issue of stopping illegal immigration at a time when some Republicans were looking for a softer tone.
For those here illegally today who are seeking legal status, they will have one route and one route only: to return home and apply for reentry like everybody else.
Trump unveiled a 10-point immigration plan aimed at stopping illegal entry and deporting criminal elements. He repeated his vow that Mexico will pay for a new wall along the southern border. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's proposals represent a threat to his country, this a day after the two met in Mexico City. Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. has announced it will give preference in admissions to the descendants of slaves owned by the Maryland Jesuits as part of its effort to atone for profiting from the sale of enslaved people. The announcement came as Georgetown released a report calling on its leaders to offer a formal apology for the university's participation in the slave trade.
We recognize the need to reconcile a painful part of our history. Our participation in the institution of slavery and the benefit we received from the sale of 272 enslaved children, women, and men from Jesuit plantations in Maryland.
That's John DeJoya, president of the university. In 1838, two priests sold the men, women, and children to pay off debts at the university. For more on this and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.